Vielleicht wie ich in einem Nachkrieg so wie sie habe, dann waren alle ja mir und immer, sie war ich hier, wo...
What?
Anyway, we did see that the Torah uses this device called Trika. It's not the device, is not the word. An example, where do you find Trika in the Torah? So you find it here. Find it in these examples. Whether the Chiyuv Kosev Chavez according to Madomba the Mechayev is telling this, I don't know, but we see it in the Torah. You see it in these cases in the Torah. That's what I said. I don't know if you have to see the Mechayev and Kosev. I don't know, but the Gemara says you see it here. You see it here. What? Could be. That's for sure. That's for sure. Not fair that we find it in the Torah. For sure, that's right. That's right. So Rashi says, so Rashi learns Anoichi, Midloi Omar Ani, says Anoichi, Ano Nafshi, Ani Batsmi. That's one. Let's read all the new treatments here. The next one is Amiru Ni'imo Ksiv Yehivo. Ikudam Be'Anoichi L'Mafreya, Yehive Ksivo Ne'moni Mamoreho. So Ano Nafshi means Ksivo Yehivo. Some Sefer says in the Adrasha for Rosh Hashanah. It's a vote, but the one he says that Tavyochol, the Ebitzah did with the Ruchas, the Torah, what the Sefer Keach says that every Mechabit should do. It's also the Imam is his name in the title. Right? The Keach brings come example, Tanur Eliyos, in Pigat of Rosami, Tanur Eliyo, and the others in his Sefer. Right, Mechabit remembers his name. So he said, Chassot Eber says, we learn it from this, from Anoichi, because Baruch Hu, Mitzvika, and Ivan, no, not Shik, so it's obvious. I wrote this Eber.
It's
not
the title,
though.
It's in the first
Deborah. It's pretty close to the title. I give a title. I say Anoichi, it's the first Deborah there. The beginning of the Deborah title was given to the Tanisha. That's the beginning.
Why should you be?
Why? I don't know, but the you do. I say, that's what you find the swarm. What's interesting is you find the swarm another child, I know Nafshi, it's obvious, obvious. Not like Rashi. Rashi says, I know Nafshi, I myself. I know Nafshi, and he asked me, I myself, in English, you say. But in many swarm, they think it differently. According to Rashi, I know Nafshi is a subject. Sovis is the Sivas Yovis gave, I myself gave the Ksav. But many other forms say that Nafshi is part of the object. Nafshi was given in the Ksivas that I gave. And no Nafshi, I gave my Nefesh, Kav Yochel. What does Nefesh mean? What does Nefesh of Gwen Shalom mean? Nefesh Moshe Rotsen. It means Nafshechem. Let me Nefesh, Nefesh of Guf. There's no. It's not about goods. It's not about nefesh and certainly not in the sense of that an odom, that good, that it's a nivron about nefesh. But nefesh has different meaning. Nefesh has the meaning of rotzen. Mikro mole divya kosov. It means as nafshechem. What? I just said why. I don't know. Many times Rash is one thing. Mashal says something else. Medicine. Good, I don't know, so we'll be saying Sachvis Agobonim. So no Nafshi Sovis Hovis means not only not I myself, but Nafshi is obvious. Mela, what does it mean? It means that Kavyoch gave of himself. What of himself? It's not a chelik of himself. But it's Rotsen. His Rotsen is in the Aseret HaDibur, so when the Torah Kulo. It means by getting the Torah we get the Rotsen Hashem. The Torah is, so there's a lot of meanings to this. First of all, it's a Echatim to be Mishchav to Kavyoch. If it's Rotsen, it's but the Iker means that why the Kosh Baruch Hu, you want to know about Kosh Baruch Hu, about his Rotsen, what he wants, how he made the Bria, whatever he wants to be, he was Megala by himself, all that is in the Torah. The Torah is opens, and only in the Torah, to find anything about the Ben Shalom, and through the Torah, one can see it's a shaykhis of Rabbi Shalom. Because nafshi is in the Torah, it's in the divrei. It's not just like a shaveis, Chas v'Shalom, have the constitution. Constitution. A set of laws. But everyone in the Torah is nafshi. Nafshi is saying he's borach. Everyone in the Torah. So it's a different approach, That's a non-nafshi. That's a neichi. So it's a hobbies. Yeah, so it's a different law.
What would it mean according to Rashi? Any bad speaker?
What does it mean? What does it mean? It means the condemnation of someone means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu made the first luchos, and he wrote the first luchos mesamba. He not mesamba, but chasavdi al luchos. They were good both ways. He wrote, and enough sovis sovis, and he gave them. Everything was not very good. The malach, the shliach didn't have myself. It's something to appear. The Baruch Hu he made it. It's never. Valuch is Mas Elkim Hema, Vamichtov Michtov Elkim Hu, Chovas El Aluchah, is Michtov Elkim. Okay. Now like this. Before we come to the Rekeach, which we always speak about, something has to do with our Sugi too. It's a Posuk. One of the Sugim, which has to do with the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, he said every day in Krishma, Voyot, Vo, Meila, Asher Nechim Tzav Chahayoyim Al Levovecho. It's a Pig Sutai. What does it mean, Al Levovecho? Al Levovecho, so the Mishlov has a nice shigun in the Chidush of Mishlov and Al-Toyo. But even without them, that's what's bad. It means it's a Mishlov of Zechir HaSatoyo. The Mishlov of Zechir HaSatoyo, what does it mean, Al Levovecho? It doesn't mean to take it, a little bit of Sarah Mishnais and to wear it on a chain, on a chest. It obviously doesn't mean that. It means, Asher, Hadvor Ma'il Al Levovecho means, like it says, in Tagi Mesem Nozil there. Mesem Nozil, that apostle, in Shema, Vashanan, says, "Voyez v'meila, shenoch tzav chayim, al v'avecho, ksivin aluach libchayim, ksivin aluach libchayim." Like it says, "Kosvim posuk mishle, mitzusha, kosvim aluach libecho, kosvim." The mishle says, "Kosvim aluach libecho." What does it mean, "Ksivim aluach libchayim"? Means that it should be in front of you, should be retained, in front of you, and not only that, but the. This is what the Bishlov used to say about Peh. He used to say that it's a madrege, it's a shir in Idiyas HaTorah. The shir in Idiyas HaTorah is that if you have a piece of paper with Nusach HaFayim, a piece of paper with Asher in front of you, he's telling this. Have an Asher in front of you. So you don't even have to think. It's right here. It should be as clear to the person as if it was written in front of you. Written in front of him. That's what he explained. The Asher of Chaim Volozhiner. If you do it, it's not done in Tokus Odom. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner at one point was mafug in Shvach the Goyin. He writes in different places. The Goyin was mamish a new Kotor Kula, and he was like a Maluch. And all the Shvachim, they do it in Fusim about the Goyin. He knew everything without no straight in the Kotor Kula, and everything. He rejected Magidim every night he had Aliyas Neshama without a Skor Shemesh. That means not the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov had Aliyas Neshama without a Shemesh. And he was masculine in his sleep. And Shemayim Demgalot to him or what Hashlomot is to him. So somebody asked him, but your brother of Zelmul is the same thing. He also knew Kotor Kula. I don't know if anybody heard of Zalman Lavoshna. The Savior told us all about him. He was also a half of a fellow. He was a hell of golden words. Also, say Kotor Kula doesn't mean anything. There's no language too poor to describe what he was. They only want to know what he was. Look at the Savior told us all about him. Say about Zalman Lavoshna. So somebody asked Reb Chaim, your brother, Zalman, his name was very young, in his 30s. The going was the Chaya going still. So he said, your brother Zemu was also like that. So, Nita al Chayu, I said, no, Chas Vifal. No demon whatsoever. He knew Kotor Kula. He was saying, and every day, Chas Vifal Kotor Kula, everything. Everything, 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 every word of Torah he knew. So he said, Marshal at the mouth of a diamond, the Zelmela knew, called the Kula, the way Yahid. The Tunis Choyes, but I hope on him. The way Yahid can say Torah, the way Yahid can say Ashrei, or the guy knew, the guy there, I'm sorry. He said, Rav Zelman knew the way you say Ashrei forwards. And that's the Rav Zelman knew the way you say Ashrei forwards. The guy knew to say Ashrei backwards. No, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, well. I can't remember this. Because it was Achille, it's an ambiguity. He said, if the guy would have to say Kol Tavkul Ashrei backwards, he would say it as if he's reciting it from a text of Panim. That's why he knew it. If we know Ashrei forward, but say backwards, then just start thinking. Backwards. You can't say backwards. Unless you're very long, and you have to pitch in front of it and say backwards. Mr. Rose said about this, because by the going was Stephen Aluch Lipchon. So since when you have the text in front of you, you forwards and backwards, all the same thing, as we said. Akum wasn't a gale in an anal. So here, Hagam, Yom Yosh and Yosem Razil is Ksivin Aluch Lipayim, but here it's possible that Ksivin means Chakikin. He has to make a Chakikin. Have to make a Chakikin, because how do you write on the hat? Take pen, ink, and write on the hat. If it says, there's this again. Here, Hagam, the Kol Tavku, say, because I will hope that, but here it has to be Chakikin, and like the Zelu Balavaydu to say, Chukei Chaim, if I'm saying Chukei Chaim is Moshin Chakikin. Chukei Chaim means engraved on the hat. The Torah says, "Well, who gave us Chakikos of Chaim?" And our task in learning Torah is not only to learn to read, to write it. However, I was to write it on the heart, but Chakikin Aluch Lipchon. If it's Chokov, then you say, "How are you practically speaking?" Which means the Lamaisa practically speaking. So, well, what does it mean? It's nice of all, but after all, what does it mean? What does it mean? So, there are two ways to make a Chakikin, and one or the other is not enough. Two ways of making a Chakikin. One way to make a chakiki is to understand the best availability. Understand what's the best availability. And the better you understand it, the more chokhmah it is, it goes deeper, and then between you retain it better. As much as you hove it, any sugi, the more you hove on it, the more you work on understanding it, the more later, a year, 10, 20, 30, 40 years later, you remember it better. A sugi, they work their mom is very, very hard. Mom is a koisa koifis. Understand what's going on? Remember, sugya they glossed over, the sugya glosses over the person too. But not chokka. That's one. The second thing is, of course, the dribi chazor. Kol yom v'abayit v'chazor. Chazor, mu chazor. That's what makes a chakike. And ho b'loi ho b'loi sagi. You need both. One of the other is not enough. Well, it brings us to the idea of the Ben Chananel in Rosh Hashanah, brings a Shalmi. That's what that line of doubt. The Shalmi says, we see well every year, and some of the Hasbis go for Mishchav, the Gerish Fus. The Shalmi says, the Shalmi points out that in every, in Pashas Pinchas, in every Yom Tiv, it says, Sivi Zimecho L'chatos, and Shavuos, and Tzeres, that's like Chatos, Sivi Zimecho, let's say L'chatos. Why not? The answer is, the Shalmi, but Kevin's Gibalt him Aleichem, all Torah, So besides that, that's in fact that Kabbalah Sotero, first of all, Kabbalah Sotero, every inch was Poshut, gives us a tremendous matondo, Mechilas Avernus. Mechilas Avernus. We always say it's the two times a year in which there's a Maslul of Mechilas Avernus. There's Elul, Rosh Hashanah, says Mechilas Avernus, Kippur. That's a beautiful mahalach, but it's hard. It's hard, but we do it. We do it with a symbol of a favorite slave. But it's hard. It becomes the positive shuvah. Here, with Kabbalah's old Torah, it's mechav and keilu lachadosim keilu. It's a keilu, but keilu lachadosim yimechem. The high time of the Rekeach says that there's a mitzvah of the simcha yisayva and shvuah for this reason. The Gemara says in Tzochim by the end of the 6th Perek, the Gemara says that Kul Yavu Moidu the Atzeres Dinan Lachem. Need Lachem. Even if you can hold Kul Hashem, as you bless it. Now the Yom Tovim Atzeres Dinan Lachem. A little Lachem. Because it's my baby Ravino used to fast the whole year except for 3 days. Purim, Erev Yom Kippur, and the Shavuos. And the guy says this is very important. The guy says something that's a common denominator of Alfie is Matan Torah. What? That's how you do Shavuos, Shavuos, the poem is Kimu, Kimu, and Evim Kibu, it's a Lucha Shinus. Also, they have the Matan Torah. But the Rukeach, Rukeach gives it the Gevaldi Gedre, gives it a different twist. He says, why specifically of service? Dino, Chanzik Moses, the Amish Nidu Bakayu. Says Rukeach, Al Ken Shrikhin is fellow Smurf, therefore, I mean, Lucher is not Shvet. It's moving mail of, as he says, since the name is Matan Torah, so we sold it. Noyach and Rotsu in Kubelheim were very happy with Torah, so we make we celebrate. How are we so happy? We make it, so let's go on to it. Keach says, the mitzvah of Simcha is, the extra Simcha is, Shomoichel, Akosh Baruch Hu Hashem. Because with Echad and Chilus Havayas. That's why there's an extra dimension of Lachem on this Shavuos, on Shavuos. This Shavuos and every Shavuos. Mimele, it's a tremendous opportunity. But you have to know what does it mean, Kabbalah Sol Torah. Kabbalah Sol Torah. So always speak that it's not the Kabbalah Sol Torah has to be something specific. It's not enough in the wolf, it's in the ear. Or Migdal Perech Ba'avir. Not Migdal Perech Ba'avir. There has to be something specific, concrete, practical. Something that's nitan with kiyum. And that after the Kabbalah, we do. But once you have such a Kabbalah Sol Torah, and oil kishmoy kengel, oil means that's the title of oil Torah. That's the kibbutz mashem Torah. Oil Torah means has to be performed, and oil means we feel bound by it. You feel bound by it, no matter what. So therefore, chokham and brayshay. But on the other hand, even the smallest oil will give us the tremendous benefit of Mishlus HaVayis. In other words, it doesn't say Kabbalah Sol Torah, it doesn't say it has to be a Kabbalah. The oil has to be an oil of 18 hours a day. It doesn't say that. Whatever the oil is, or the oil is finished us in the year being. Between this was next was the Chavayis, that sounds like to finish a five Masechtas being. That's very nice. Somebody can do that, somebody does that. It's Mamish tremendous. But any oil with an emes oil results in Mechilas Avonis, and it's an oil. Mekayim the Mitzvah Hayom. Mitzvah Hayom is Kabbalah Sol Torah. That you see, if the Mitzvah Hayom wouldn't be Kabbalah Sol Torah, it wouldn't lead to Mechilas Avonis. So it wouldn't be a resulting symptom. So we talk about strategy. So mention a few, and mention maybe a different idea or two also maybe. So the L'chayim, the first oil is but again, I always imagine the. To give example is very dangerous because you hear an example, so maybe automatically to some extent maybe closes your mind to other things, which is not good because everybody has to think and being Kabul has all a Torah that suits him, which is an oil for him. But on the other hand, the Yigim Kabul. So examples always have that danger that it closes your mind to other possibilities. So they shouldn't close your mind to other possibilities. But one type of old Torah is to identify so to make a Seder, which is a Chok V'Loyava. A Seder. Nah. I'm talking about everybody's in yeshiva. Everybody has some rooms of free store. And the answer is, yeah. But we're talking about an oil which is 365 days. From this Erev Shavuos to next Erev Shavuos. Which won't be a single day in which you'll miss it. That's an old oil. That's an oil. And then in Tisha B'Av you find your Nashlim. You find time for your Nashlim. That's an oil. And in terms of the time of a Seder Shavuos, it can't be anything less than that. Can't be anything less than that. So you may live. So now everybody can decide on what period of time is going to be by L'chayyur. This is one idea. This is an idea. So maybe in Kenneth Bohm, it could be that an idea of an oil is to identify and to delineate amount of time, but it's going to be a Chok V'Yavo. And it's even better, Matoy, if you give when are you going to do it? Before Shacharis, after Shacharis, whatever. For Kriyas Malamit, which is probably dangerous, or some other time of day, in which that time is going to be devoted. Me, every shul was there. Every shul was about learning the Torah, so learning Torah. That's an oil. That's one thing. The gam, that type of oil, is to identify a goal that you want to accomplish. That type of oil. A goal between now and this you can, in this I think you can break up. You don't have to be in the project from now until next year. this could be, you can divide the end into Tkuva. So now I'll tell you, let's say 40 days at Mantoyah. So it's a Tkuva, 40 days at Mantoyah. It's a Tkuva than that. And Tkuva, the years broken down into Tkuva, it's a natural division of the year into Tkuva. So you can decide today, each Tkuva, a certain space, extracurricular project that you want to accomplish. It has to be a modest project, given our modest abilities. You don't have the courage to some of Washington. I'm not even somebody in the previous generation. We're far, 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 far removed from anything resembling conscious members of the Dorshul of Fonego. It's a modest project. It could be Chazmi Yamasechta, Gunia Numasechta, anything. Take a Chveis, take a Chelik and Tanakh that you want to learn with a Mephoshim, anything you want. And it's an idea. But again, it's a suggestion, and don't be limited by this, either by the anything. There's an idea. Break the year into units of time. And say, in each unit, one would like, we need to accomplish a following. It has to be a modest project, or else, far following. Far following. The idea is that the next word, we have a little bit to say, Baruch Hashem, you were in time. These are, again, ideas. The Iker is that, one more thing, in the Minyan, Minyan, Baruch Hashem, it's different approach to people ask, people don't ask. So some people say, they come Shavuos, he said, one with a cheshire. One with a cheshire. Make a cheshire. When, which time on Shavuos is going to be most productive for learning, and learn then, and the other time sleep. Or some say, don't wear Shavuos too thin on Shavuos, because there's life after Shavuos too. There's life after Shavuos. I mean, for Hoyd Vam Eulam that Shavuos, they say, the guys were on the bed for a week after Shavuos, because they went on vacation, because they went to Eilat. I'm talking about a serious, maybe a serious book. So these are serious cheshbonos. It's a kitai to stretch off the limit, or maybe make a cheshbon. Maybe keep some cheshbon in reserve for Yisruchad. Yisruchad, forget that, you have the modern Torah, you have the Salon. It shouldn't be ketinek vech mivesa sefer like learning of Yisruchad. Don't forget. My son told me this morning that he's moving in to stay up a whole night in the Shavuos. Because then we have the Torah, now we're getting a Torah. Now we have this, but what are you doing with the Torah that you got to go to sleep with it? Oh, we want it. He wants to say I'm a Torah. Gesundheit. Okay. But I'll go upon him, but there's a shock inside. Put every last ounce of strength. I'm not saying do it, I'm telling you outside. Put every last ounce of strength into Shavuos. Because this is a day of Matan Torah. This is the day in which the Divrei Torah is nitka, just like by Matan Torah when they heard of Noichi. So Chazal say Divrei Torah was nitka b'leiv. So on this day you have a chance to be chaykek Divrei Torah b'leiv. So as much as you learn on this Meis Leis, one inside of the second day Yom Tov also, maybe. By the Gavon, I mean the Yom Tov Shavuos, as much as you learn, so it's certainly a tzad, it's certainly a mahalach to learn ad koiches ad koiches, ad and beyond koiches ad koiches, and what will be Yisruchan? Say, take a nap. Should be a little tired. So take a nap, Yisruchan. Okay. It's okay. It's a little more Yisruchan. Good. But this is the day to make a chakigo on the wave. Chakigo on the wave. So as much as you can push yourself, some say, it's only a Shavuot that's Kedai. Find everybody should be Zechat the Kabbalah, Satoru, Vavu, Besimcho, and Kedai.